Blog Talk Radio.
Shot the spins and fresh on the track. Pretty Boy Tank, what up? DJ Incredible. DJ Geronimo. A plus, what it do, my nigga? DJ Blue, what's happening?
Street is big.
What?
I know she was over there laughing too, goddamn. I know she probably called us lame or some shit.
Let me think. What could, hello?
Yes. Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Peon.
Ooh, no.
Got waiting for this call list to build up. We got 5 callers. I'm not having this shit tonight. I'm going to say what I got to say once. And that's
hold on, how much callers we got?
5.
Hell no.
Exactly. So I'm going to play a song or some shit to the call.
No, I ain't signed up. I never signed up.
Baby, if you don't feel good right now, and your body hurting you right now.
Your body hurting.
You just need a shot at me. I'm just like medicine.
I think I need my medicine.
One teaspoon of me is something like a block of blue. Too much of me, too fast, and you will overdose. Treat you like a newborn, baby, I feed you slow. And if I really fuck with you, I give you a double dose. I'm your little double sack, pop me, you really roll. Nighttime, daytime, I can get it to you, boy. Anytime you want it, I can get it to you, that's for sure. Keep me up all night, I can be your no-dose. Need your prescription, feel high, let me know. Call me a text. I give you back it, baby, when your body's sold. This is exclusive, you can't buy this in the store.
Shawty, I'm your whistling, baby, I'm your whistling. I think you need a pick, you need a pick, you need a medicine. Baby, I'm your whistling, shawty, I'm your whistling. I think you need a pick, you need a pick, you need a medicine. I'll be your prescription, gonna take a dose of me. Once you get a dose of me, I think I'm your medicine.
Shawty, you my medicine.
Your medicine.
I think I need my medicine. Shoot you anyway, ain't got to put it in your veins. Within the first 2 seconds, you will feel a change. Only discomfort that you might feel is good pain. One side effect that is medicine is butt game. Half a dose of me and I promise you won't be the same. Addiction to this medicine is coming, don't be ashamed. And if you feel a little woozy after this, just hold my hand. And I can numb your whole body just like Novocaine. I can make you come back, you can call me cocaine. And if you take this first dose good, I'ma up your range.
I just like the hook on that shit. Sometimes plastic voice be annoying as fuck. You don't know King. So, baby. I don't be understanding that shit. Goddamn. Iggy Stacks. Where are you?
I'm here, bro.
Who you call? Slim, right?
Yeah, man.
Well, since Slim is on the phone, we're going to let her go first, guy. Slim.
What's up?
Peon.
Shut up.
How do you feel about what the okay, number. Am I the only one who hear this shit?
Hear what?
Huh?
Hear what?
Nigga, I'm tripping. Slim, how do you feel about the separation between HHC and 100 grand?
I think that it's so stupid. Because we was actually making it somewhere together, and now that we're not together, we just don't be sitting in the same place. And I personally think that we should all get back together.
This is what I like to see, goddamn. Now the room is looking how I want to look. Y'all heard Slim. Slim think we should get back together. That's her opinion. No, I'm playing. That is Peon, though. So let's get some non-Peon people. Why do my phone sound like it's a DJ on it? Just face there. 6819. Jazz.
Yeah. This is Jazz. CEO Freakum Divas. Y'all niggas should just get back together because, yeah, you already know how I feel. We talked about this 2 hours. Paris.
Yeah, bro.
Go ahead, bro.
You said what?
We on.
All right, I know we on. I ain't got nothing to say right now. Y'all go ahead.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm not done. I just think it's real dumb. Get back together. Well, everybody know. Well, everybody don't know. But my team ain't with HHC or 100 grand because I'm not going to be with neither one unless they get back together because it is dumb to me. So, yeah.
thank you, Jazz, for speaking your mind, face ass. I had listened to that shit for 2 hours. Yeah.
They still on, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't give a fuck what everybody else thinks. I just want Paris to hear me.
Hold on. I can't hear you. What the fuck you saying?
I said I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks because it's not between me and them. It's between me and Paris. I take this shit personal.
Okay, well, goddamn, talk to Paris then.
Goddamn, this is the way I feel about this dumb shit. The whole subject with the whole shit shouldn't have even been brought up that you was shutting down the movement or whatever. But that shouldn't even have came out your mouth. Because the way I see it is, we, not to be disrespectful, were the movement for the club. I haven't seen not one promoter that wasn't either Paper Fetish or goddamn 100 grand that was in that club. I haven't seen no regular niggas that we haven't brung in that club. I'm not saying you can't do it without us. You probably can. But the way I see it is, this is on some Big V shit. You goddamn, you telling people shit behind closed doors and another thing happened. That shit is just not right, son. It's like, all right, when the main teams leave that's doing their shit, only the other teams is left. And now they have no choice but to promote hard. Kind of like how it was with Vivid. Now, 4Play and 3Step got to go in harder to build they numbers. Now, the real teams left and came to your movement to fuck with a real person. Now, I'm not complaining. I'm not saying, oh, shit, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna goddamn do this and that about the movement. No, because I'm doing my fucking part. I wasn't really complaining about the whole goddamn money situation until we got fucked over that on last weekend. And we had to goddamn pay to get in. I didn't like that shit. But whatever happened, happened. All right, that shit cool. And then this whole shit about people in 100 grand switching over to HAC, saying that they still want to promote. Y'all can go ahead and do what the fuck y'all want to do. Because the funny shit is, y'all the one who's spending y'all money just to goddamn party and shit. I'm a promoter. I really could care less about a party because there's so much parties I could get in for free. I don't give a fuck about that shit. That's just me. But y'all not promoters. Y'all just niggas who like to party. So for y'all, if y'all leave, do what the fuck y'all want to do. Just don't come back. Because I'm the type of nigga to be like, if you leave, and everybody in Trendsetters can tell your ass, if you leave, you just not coming back. You're not coming back. You're going to be one of the regular-ass niggas standing in that line paying that extra guap so I can get money in my pocket. If you just want to party and shit, you go ahead and do that shit. Because wasn't nobody really down for the cause. But the people who see the reason why we split up and we still split. Everybody who's saying we should get back, they just want to party, really. Because, goddamn, they saying there's no problem and there's no reason why we should have split up. But niggas is not getting the big picture. We was expressing ourselves and the movement got stopped for no reason. That's some bullshit. Not once in my whole fucking speech yesterday was I like, yo, fuck this movement, son. I don't even want to fuck with this shit, son. I don't even want to. Nigga, I got half of my school in motherfucking Trendsetters making moves. I don't give a shit about what other people think. I go directly to Parrish with what I think. I don't be like, yo, JR, you know what I think we should do? We should call Parrish on three-way. Hell nah. And she's telling me shit, JR shit, the other JR shit. Everybody need to keep it 100 with everybody. If JR got paid, all right, he got paid. I don't give a fuck. I don't feel no certain way about that shit. Because I heard it was slick chump change anyways. I'm throwing everything out. I'm throwing everybody on the bus who was on some shit. Because everything needs to be thrown out and everybody needs to know what's going on. There's some bullshit, really. And if the HAC movement wants to click back up 100 grand, like to keep that shit 100, I wouldn't even do it, son. Trendsetters wouldn't even do that shit. Keeping that shit 100. And if any of my people feel like I'm making a stupid move, you can leave too. I don't give a fuck. Because I open my eyes to this shit, son. I done open my eyes. Niggas been telling me, son, ever since the beginning, been promising me money. Iggy, you gon' get it. Son, you doing your shit, you gon' get it. Or Iggy, what should we do? Iggy, this is y'all club. All this and that shit. But at the end of the day, I'm seeing niggas with they shit like head nigga in charge, head this, head that. There shouldn't be no head niggas in charge. Only reason why we have CEOs is to goddamn control the group, because we got hella people that's in the team. We shouldn't have no head niggas in charge. Because we all equal in this shit. That's what I fucking thought. That's what I thought. So if niggas thinking that I'm fucking wrong or some shit like that, please acknowledge me. Please do. Because this whole shit is stupid, son. And I could never picture myself promoting back for Parrish until she comes to a level where I'm at, understand where I'm coming from, and be like, all right, I apologize for shutting down the movement and be on some real shit. If I disrespect anybody on this radio show, I apologize, but I'm not going to bite my tongue. But see, I still feel like I'm grinding. You can take my apology. You can suck my dick the long way. So what the fuck are you saying?
Nigga, you have.
And take the calls, nigga. Take the calls.
Nigga, I'm going to go ahead and, nigga, since everybody want to goddamn wait early in the show to say what the fuck they want to say, I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say, too. Goddamn, I bite my tongue, goddamn. See, that's the difference between me. Iggy never bite his tongue, but I've been biting my tongue for the last longest, and anybody that know me know, goddamn, I've been biting my tongue. I heard, just like Iggy heard, they goddamn, JR got flipped some chump change. He was like, get some bullshit money. And I feel like, goddamn, no disrespect to JR and what he do, because that's my brother and everything, and we fought with each other. But I feel like I go hard as fuck for this shit. I recruit every day. Man, I send out goddamn, like, 100 million messages recruiting people, telling them to come to the club. Man, I do this shit, goddamn. I don't see why, even if it was $5, I got flipped something. Goddamn, if this nigga got flipped some chump change, and I'm going hard as fuck, and I'm supposed to be one ahead, nigga, why ain't I get flipped some chump change? At least I'm be like, damn, get my little money back that I pay for a couple of my people to get in the club. Fuck with it, goddamn. And that is it. It is what it is. And then on top of that, we got folks who want to call into the show. And when anytime we have a show, damn it, every single time we get disrespected. And I'm just sitting up here looking like, if Iggy say something about it, it's going to be an argument. If Iggy be like, man, you coming at us wrong, it's going to be an argument. If I say it, it's going to be an argument. If the other JR say it, it's going to be an argument. But I like I said from the beginning, if Perry step in and be like, you know what, this is one of my main CEOs in HAC, he should not begin to suspect it like that. You wrong, blah, blah, blah. And that folks goddamn would be like, you know what, blah, blah, blah. I understand that shit. All wrong. But anytime we do it, folks obviously don't see that we all equal. They all see Parrish over us all. So, goddamn, if Parrish was to come down and be like, man, fuck this shit, bro, you disrespecting my main niggas. What the hell is you doing? Then it'll all be straight. I'm not about to goddamn sit here and get disrespected. And then on top of that, I'm not getting paid. That's some bullshit. To keep it 100. If I'm getting paid and get disrespected, I could tolerate it. Cause nigga, money. Nigga, the shit I like to buy is not cheap, nigga. I don't go to Payless to get my shoes. I don't shop at Goodwill. Nigga, my phone bill is not prepaid. The fuck, nigga? Come on now. Let's keep this shit 100. Niggas got needs, niggas got wants. And I feel like I stuck with that movement. That's the part of the reason why I told my people, yeah, go with Paper Fetish when they went to go promote for Parrish. Because when I don't know if we got offered to come promote for Parrish or what, but I know when I was fucking with Big V, I done seen Parrish leave a couple times, but she always came back. I was like, man, goddamn, Parrish always kept that shit 100. So I'm a back up because there's some bullshit over here. I'm a back up. And that's the only thing I've been doing. I've been backing Parrish up. To the fullest, I've been back in the Hustle Hard committee. I've been biting my tongue on certain things just to see how it turned out, just to see it from other folks' point of view. Goddamn, if anybody say, oh, JR, you this, you that, I don't give a fuck, because at the end of the day, it's all bullshit, because don't nobody ever really, really, when it come down to it, when it's needed, want to speak their mind and say how they feel, but when some shit go down, they want to speak their mind. I don't speak my mind on the radio because what I have to say is not for y'all. Y'all are our promoters. Y'all promote. It's for the niggas who guide the movement. So when I get off the phone, off the radio show, and y'all think, oh, damn, JR was just mellow with the shit. I'm probably getting on the phone with Parrish. I'm probably getting on the phone with JR. I'm probably getting on the phone with Iggy. Man, ain't nobody else about to call into the goddamn show to respect me. Because it's not for y'all. Y'all don't need to see that. kind of, and that's just what I got to say, man. That's just the end of anything. You got something to say?
Yeah, nigga. Fuck the money, goddamn. Fuck the money, because me, nigga, I make bread, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Goddamn, nigga. Fuck the money, nigga. I'm just saying. Don't promise me something and not do that shit. And you caking on somebody else. Please don't do that shit, bro. I don't give a fuck how much money it is. I just don't like that shit. We all in for it. Goddamn, we have had CEOs of the club, so if one get paid, all get paid. If one don't, then nobody don't. So, goddamn, well, I'll see you.
Hey, let me say something. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Hello?
Yeah.
All right, I got something to say. You know what I'm saying? Since, you know what I'm saying, anybody can say it, Iggy, you can say it, or AR, you can say it, anybody can say, well, it ain't the money. But 9 out of 10, I know it's the money. So if I'm wrong, correct me. But I know I'm not wrong, you feel me?
It's
you know what I'm saying?
Enough.
I don't promise nobody. Now, let me talk for a minute, because I let you talk on, right? At the end of the day, I don't promise nobody shit. I may say, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But the word promise don't come out of my mouth, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? The only reason why JR got that money is because that's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And the nigga going through hard times. It wasn't like I gave a nigga that shit for promotion because the JR don't promote. But y'all niggas expect me to put money in y'all pocket, but y'all not bringing no heads. Yeah, y'all bringing heads, but it's the same people that's getting in free or getting in for $3 and $2 and, you know what I'm saying, $1 or some shit like that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's the main reason why we ended the movement. You know what I'm saying? I don't want y'all to think that I need y'all. Because I didn't ask nobody to get on this movement. Niggas came to me, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? After the movement, it didn't shut me down. It kept me going. You know what I'm saying? It ain't too nothing boost me up towards the ladder, you feel me? You see my flyer still on my space. You see I'm still promoting. Because shit don't bring me down. I'm not at the top. That's what y'all niggas fail to realize. All I did was try to take y'all niggas to the top with me. You feel me? But if y'all don't want that, then shit. You can't goddamn, you can't beg a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because in my life, I don't beg nobody. You feel me? Because I wouldn't want nobody to beg me. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's the money situation. You feel me? I know it's the money situation. I don't go home with $50 and $60 a night. I go home with motherfucking $1 or $1.25 or some shit. And the reason why I got money in my pocket is because it's mine. The reason why I do these parties is because the nigga ain't in school. So what can I do all week? Just sit in the house and not do shit? You know what I'm saying? I might well go ahead and do some shit throughout the weekend. When the weekend come, I got some shit to do. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But y'all niggas make it seem like I just said some shit, like I'ma do it. You know what I'm saying? But how can I do something when moves ain't being made? How can I give y'all money? You know what I'm saying? The money ain't being made. I'm not finna take it out of my pocket. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, bro. And that's just how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, if they ever get back together, you know what I'm saying? That's the kind of attitudes I don't like, and I'm gonna keep it 100. I don't like your attitude.
And to keep 100.
You feel me? I'm gonna keep it 100.
I still fuck the child a long way.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna tell you like this: that was a wrong decision for me to make and say the movement is over. And I thought about that shit. You know what I'm saying? The nigga was hurt because I was like, shit, I made a wrong decision. But if y'all niggas was real, if y'all was my niggas, y'all held me down. Y'all niggas was gay that shit 2 or 3 days. And then, like, let that shit marinate in parents' minds and some shit. But what y'all niggas do? Y'all get out on the internet, HAC, and goddamn, 100 grand ain't together no more. You put this flyer up, take our name, our show, default name. Better go straight right there. Y'all niggas ain't true to this shit. Y'all new to this shit.
Nobody,
you feel me? I'm going to keep it 100. So what I'm doing, when that nigga look out for me, when I ain't had shit, of course I'm going to look out for him. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody got a problem with me giving my brother some money, they're cutting me with that shit. You know what I'm saying? That money wasn't to him for no promotion, bruh. That shit was some goddamn, some love shit, bruh. Because that my nigga, and he had a struggle going on. Y'all niggas don't want to let him lay over there or eat over there, bruh. What the fuck is the problem when I do something? You know what I'm saying? If y'all niggas bust y'all ass and bring heads in the club, I ain't never got a problem with giving y'all niggas no guap, because I got guap.
That's how y'all
need to feel, bro. Now, see, I see how you feel saying I'm not about to take money out of my own pocket, but I that's how you feel right now, because I know I done took money out of my pocket to put gas in my nigga's car to come to your parties. I done put gas, I done put food in my people's mouth. Man, I done took money, man, and I ain't made nothing from this. Hell you saying, man? I done paid people to get in your part. Man, what the fuck is you saying, man? Nigga, man, you better mend me with that. Something I ain't going to take. I ain't asked for nothing. Hold on, no, because I didn't ask for nothing. I didn't ask for nothing because, nigga, I'm still eating. Iggy, have you ever heard me say, man, nigga, out here screw. I'm eating.
But that's what y'all bitch about. Money. That's the only thing. Ain't nobody else in this movement. All these people
but you
saying,
still
said
to realize
all this,
that.
All these people saying,
no,
let me
take
this shit, man. Y'all can
take
this damn radio. Real talk. Y'all can take this shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else saying, let us get back with the movement. Everybody should keep it together. But y'all, the only two niggas, money.
Man, see,
that's it.
Then she go with that
story.
Then
thing
I just, then
doing,
I just sit up and say, then I just sit up and say,
bro.
Ain't nobody about to disrespect me.
Okay,
ain't nobody about to.
Okay.
She don't see it. She don't see it, but no. Hold on, let me say something. Because I know I said
y'all can keep that shit real. Let me tell you like this. I'm going to put it like this. Y'all can keep
real.
Shit real. It's like this. Y'all can keep shit real, but we can't keep shit real. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it is, Johnny.
Okay,
but
you hear what you want to hear. You hear what you want to hear.
I know what I want
to
hear, bro. Anybody can say that y'all niggas, all y'all want is that money shit, bro. You said
man.
Yesterday, bro. You said yesterday.
Hold on.
Let's make the promoter. What you say yesterday? Hold on. What you say yesterday? You said let's make the promoter pay $4 and we'll sit the shit down. And what did you say? You know what I'm saying? That's like.
Come at me like on some
oh, y'all niggas is stressing and shit. Y'all niggas ain't feeling the same way JR feeling. The reason why I ain't really sweating that shit and I ain't told nobody is because I'm holding my own motherfucking down, son. So I never came to you on no money shit. You was calling me like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, blah, 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 this and that, blah, blah, blah. Then you start talking about money. I ain't never called you and talked about money. The only thing I called you to talk about was the theme for the club. I ain't never been like, yo, Pierce, when we gonna get this money? Yo, Pierce, when we gonna get this money? Because just like what Big V said, he was like, you bring people, you gonna get the money. I'm not gonna flex. I haven't been bringing over them 10, 15 people these past couple of weekends because I haven't been doing that shit hard body. Because I'm really studying this school shit, son, because I'm trying to get the fuck on. You know, Christmas coming up. I ain't worried about the shit. So I'm trying to do little shit for my team before I even got there, you know what I'm saying, really stunt the club shit that heavy. Because I, the way I see it is my people losing money every weekend, and they looking like, well, shit, the money we throwing in for the club, we can throw in for our shit and just get our own club. I got stupid movements right now, son. So don't come to me like I'm some motherfucking peon saying, fuck y'all niggas, take that 100 grand shit somewhere else. Because when you was goddamn second guessing that nigga Black Mile JR keeping that shit 100, bro, and you was telling me and JR some other shit, bro, don't try to come to us like, oh, yeah, fuck us now, and be like, yeah, JR, yo, bro. Like, come on now, man. Keeping that shit 100, bro. You was second guessing that nigga and was like, bro, y'all my 2 million niggas, y'all bringing people. Come on now, do you? Fuck the MySpace shit. Fuck the MySpace shit. JR is my nigga, bro. 2100 JR is my nigga. But to keep that shit 100, the niggas he bring to the club either fighting each other or fighting us. And we all supposed to be in this shit. The people we bring to the club, we come in that bitch goddamn partying with each other. You see where the real family at. We come in this bitch partying with each other, and that nigga Spider-Man, all them niggas, and JR and them, they party with us because they know where we at. But they niggas, they just come there to fight, son. And I can't take that shit every weekend. I try to calm that shit down. Niggas think I be pussy and shit. But when I scrap for my teammate, nobody saying shit. So don't come to me like on some fuckboy shit like, yo, Iggy, fuck that 100 grand shit. Take that shit somewhere else. Y'all niggas ain't doing shit. What, nigga? You can hop off these, my nigga. Keeping that shit 100, son. Because I got 2 clubs we can rent out right now. I ain't make that move because I'm with Parrish. I got 3 clubs, 18 and older, that wanted to take that shit that I used to promote. I ain't made that move because I was fucking with Parrish. The reason why I ain't making no moves is because not everybody on my team is 18 and older. Like, all right, that shit will be fine for all my older people or whatever. That's goody. I can make that move. But come on now, don't be trying to goddamn play us like we was never down with your movement, nigga. The whole time I was saying I wasn't going to be down with the movement, I put my nigga Chris the CEO so he can handle that shit. Because I was going through shit in the house, and instead of going to party on the weekends, I was sitting there trying to hustle to keep the fucking light on in the house, son. Some food in our motherfucking mouth, son. Come on now. Don't be trying to bullshit me, son. You done seen a lot. Keeping that shit, honey, and JR, you know when the times get rough, I do what the fuck I gotta do, son. Because you done seen me in motherfucking action, son. Keeping that shit, honey. You don't see me act, so don't try to say nothing about no motherfucking struggles and none of that shit, son. Come on now, I done banged on niggas for money. You can't tell me no shit like that, son. And if I keep going, son, I'm gonna get emotional, come and end up fucking somebody up, son. Cause I don't even wanna throw all my business out like that. But don't come to us like we ain't going through no hardship just because you see me as a little nigga. Come on now, man. Like, come on, I done supported your shit 100%. I done goddamn all these little teams that's been getting down under us and shit like that. That's me and JR. That's not 2100 JR. He bring people. That's fine. That's a fucking move. That's his job. But all these other little ENTs, they fuck with us. You see they calling our radio show. They be like, yo, what up, JR and Iggy? They fucks with us. They come to see us. They don't come to see nobody else fighting and none of that shit. They come to see us dance. They come to see us have fun. They come to see us promote. Because we know we the shit, bro. Everybody who's getting under us, you see how 4Play is just constantly breaking out, Because they come to fuck with real niggas. So if you're not on no real nigga shit, don't come at me on some fake shit. Talking about this real nigga shit. Keeping that shit 100. But don't say fuck us and then regret that shit later. Because if I was a grimy-ass nigga, I could have called Lady Red today and be like, yo, fuck Parrish, goddamn. She was fucked up for what she said. Hell no, I ain't say no shit like that. I called Lady Red, and I was joking with her today. I told JR, both of the JRs, did I not? I said, look, that shit was fucked up on her part. She shouldn't have did that shit. When we was down for this movement, I was like, come on now. I was like, I wouldn't even get mad if some of my people promote that shit. But why would it get mad? Because my team is down for what the fuck I do. I got a real team. I don't give a, no disrespect, JR, to the 100 grand family. I don't give a fuck what niggas do if they not down with my team. Because I know my team, we got the party popping at Vivid. We got the podium jumping, son. Come on now. And JR2100 could tell you, son. I told him, if he bring the niggas, I'll bring the females. My females is bringing females. The reason why they stopped is because they felt like I was being disrespected. And I told them, nah, it's nothing like that. But I can't stop my team from how they feeling, son. All my team could do is hold it down for me. And all I could do is hold it down for Parrish, bro. All right, come on now, nigga. My niggas over here fighting for her and shit. Get the fuck out of here, man. We supposed to be a family.
Man. Keep 100. I don't know how niggas can say. Niggas can say we not 100. Can't say we wasn't fucking with your movement. Nigga, what beef did we have with DJ Mel? We did not have to pay to fix that window. Did you do a damn thing? No. Keep 100. Who did something, Iggy?
Look, my nigga played with that shit.
Nigga, I don't want to hear that our niggas did something. Y'all, none of your people that you knew before this did nothing. If anything, they was about to jump on play for that. They was about to jump on us for that. For hitting him, and he fucked your shit up. I don't want to hear nobody saying, man, niggas shit, oh, messed up, bro. Because they look at how we come up to the club, bro. They look at us. They look at how we dress, bro. They see the swag. Oh, that's all good and all that shit. But goddamn, anybody who knows JR know what's up. I'm not going to say what's up, because niggas know what's up.
Bro, let's keep this shit 100, bro. I ain't never heard nobody on the radio say anything bad about me until I started calling niggas out. And everybody know, if I ever called you out before, the reason why y'all got back cool with me, Lady Red, Tigger, Lil Blue, all that shit, keeping that shit G, is because y'all know I was telling the truth, son. Y'all know I was keeping it 100. Everybody I ever argued with, son, ain't nobody can hop on this radio show right now that's in 100 grand of paper fetish and say they still don't fuck with me or got beef with me. You can't nobody say that shit. Or the other JR, son. But we be hearing shit about the other JR. We be like, yo, calm that shit down. I even be telling that nigga, son, girls be talking because you fuck with this and that girl. But come on, this girl. And if niggas talking, I handle that shit, son. Because my team don't take that shit. Like, my niggas, son, don't say, fuck y'all niggas, y'all just take 100 grand somewhere else. Because if I tell my niggas right now, it's not going to stop like this. It's going to be heated. But I'm going to be big about my shit. And I'm going to say, fuck that shit, all right? Fuck this. You keep that shit. You keep that shit and you hold it dear to your heart. Because I know when a nigga look at me, son, in the future, and they be like, damn, Iggy done did something with himself. Y'all niggas really fucked up. Y'all, not me. I didn't ask to come. That nigga JR told me, bro, I'm staying at this Vivid shit, man. Paper fetish, you know that's the fucking movement. I was down for the movement. Cool. You feel me? All right, yeah, I'm going to fuck with Paris. I don't really know her like that. I used to go to school with her. But goddamn, I don't know her like that. But I'm gonna fuck with this shit, cause Big V ain't doing it right. JR's mentioned money to me first, and then when I came over there, I was like, yeah, man, we gonna get this money, we gonna blah blah blah. I ain't never once in my life call y'all up and was like, yo, what's good with the money? What's good with the money?
No.
The reason why I said I was gonna stop until I see money is when I had to spend money. I never came to Vivid and was like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm CEO, but I got to break bread with y'all. Not if I'm bringing people behind me that still got to pay full price. You got the game fucked up. Keep that shit 100. They didn't even get in for the party. And my niggas brought the right amount they were supposed to bring to get in the club. Some of them had extra bread. So me and Chris standing at the front door giving bread to my nigga Playboy. And he, you know what I'm saying? He looking like, you know what I'm saying? He breaking bread. That shit looks bad for our team, son. And that shit looks bad. Because niggas got to come out their own pocket knowing I ain't even got it because I still got to help my moms out. If you going to come to me on some bullshit like that, hey, I might look like a fuck nigga to you because the way I be dressing and the way I fucking my size is. But I'm telling you, son, ever since I've been down with this blood gang, I've been holding my shit down. I've been, nigga, JR, come on now. You know I've been bugging ever since goddamn Triple X, everybody who say something about this blood game shit, nigga. I've been on my shit, man. So don't come to me on no thug shit, no gang shit, no fuck you shit, none of that. Cause Pierce, I ain't never said fuck you. Even when Big V was this shit, I never said fuck you. Only niggas I said fuck you to was about either Hitman, Big V, or Moochie. And you know why I said it about them niggas. When I see fake niggas, I diss them. I never said Paris is fake for this shit, because Paris is just speaking her mind on some real shit. I'm not going to be like, oh, you on some fake fuck nigga shit. Oh, shit, we going to goddamn come to the club and fight. No, what's the fucking point? I'm not going to waste my time stunting your movement. Go ahead and do what you do. HHC, that's your movement. But the way I see it is, when you made HHC, the main groups under that shit was Trendsetters, Exclusive, and Paper Fetish. Without the whole team, it's not HAC movement. You made the committee, all right? You and JR came up with the name. But when you put us under it, we built that foundation. Without no foundation, your house is going to fall. So why the hell would you do that to us? Like, come on. I know you was heated that night. I was heated that night. Did I tell you? Yo, fuck your club. I said, nah, let me think about this money situation. I never said, yo, just fuck your club, nigga. Fuck that shit. I'm not going back. I'm going to Vivian. Hell nah. Did I say I was going to another club? Hell nah. I just told you and JR when we was on the phone with that money situation, let me think, because the whole idea y'all had is the same thing as taking my niggas' money out of their pocket, and I don't want to do it like that. Didn't I tell y'all, JR, keep this shit 100? I told y'all. I said, bruh, I do not want to get paid unless our crowd is packed. I said that shit. I said, I don't want to get paid off my promoters. I want to get paid off these regular niggas that come in behind our promoters, because our job is just to promote anyway. I said that shit on the phone. So don't be like, oh, y'all not bringing nobody, so y'all not getting paid. The only situation with me is me and my CEO could should be able to get in free. That's all I'm saying. And if we bring extra people, we should get paid per head. You feel me? For fuck all this. Yo, if it was, we reach 200, we reach 300. Nah, we should get paid per head of people we bring in.
Even it's if not our guy,
it like
it's not our responsibility for what the fuck
niggas
y'all promoting.
Come on now, man.
At the end of the day, man, it's not our responsibility. If our promotion ain't doing that shit, what the fuck? Because to keep 100, when I look in the club, even if you go to the pictures and I look at the crowd, them niggas on my MySpace, on Iggy MySpace, on any my team MySpace. I'm talking about the people who pay regular price to get in, regular people. Those are the people from our MySpace that we've been talking to about coming to the party. People 100. So why are we responsible and not, man, y'all better, man.
I'm saying, so if you got any type of disrespectful words you got to say for Iggy, just tell me now, bro, because I'm heated, nigga. And I swear to God, I would squash that shit as fast as you could start that shit, keeping that shit 100, nigga, because niggas don't realize, son, I ain't even got to touch niggas, son. I done did my days and I put in work. All I got to do is tell my team and niggas to eat. Like, keeping that shit 100, bro. Y'all can't say that my team don't eat, nigga. The past couple weekends, we've been going off the niggas' heads, son. And niggas can say shit about it. That's how I'm stuck into my space beef. Because if these niggas hitting me directly, nah, is the nigga putting a hand on me? Nah, son. Those are niggas who don't get money or fuck bitches. Keeping that shit 100, son. I'm not worried about this club money shit. Cause at the end of the day, that shit's not paying my phone bill, nigga. It don't got the shoes on my feet, nigga. It's not the clothes on my back, nigga. I'm not stunting that shit. Come on, nigga. I was pulling out the past 2 weekends. Keeping that shit 100, son.
You better get right,
Carl. I'm a real motherfucking hustler, son. Y'all niggas can't tell me Iggy don't do this shit, Iggy don't know nothing about this, Iggy don't know that. I know everybody in the club business, nigga, because I know everybody fucking business. Come on now, like, if you told me your manager real name, and I walked up to the cat, and he was like, and he said he don't know me, then he's not all over East Atlanta, son, because I done promoted to every fucking club you can think of. So I done basically got promotion teams everywhere, son. And JR, you can't say when I was with Presidential I wasn't doing my shit. Because I was on every 18 and older club, son, getting guap, stupid guap. When I came back to the neighborhood to see you and Mo, son, I was stupid guaped up, son, when I came with all that green and shit. Come on now. I was doing bigger and better shit than this. The reason why I stooped down to this level is the goddamn, my team can tell you. I think of my team before me, and they tell me, stop stressing, think about yourself. Come on now, Paris. Your name was always in my mouth. Every day I spoke to somebody, I was like, JR? Keeping that shit, honey, JR, you was like, yeah, we got these other club movements, but we going to stick it out with Paris, you know what I'm saying? I'm just talking to y'all about it now, just in case we get fucked over. And I'm glad you came to me about that shit. I don't know if it was wrong that you did. I'm glad you did, though, because now we got other movements to fall back on.
And now look at what happened.
That shit. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But after what I told you, man, we going to stick it out with Paris to see what the fuck going on. Keeping that shit, honey. I said we're going to stick that shit out with Paris to see what the fuck is going on. So for her to come at me like I haven't been going hard for her, get the fuck out of here, nigga. We about to buck for you. I'm like, come on now. I know you saying you can hold your own, this and that, and all this shit. But, nigga, if anybody on my team ready to fight, my nigga's ready to fight for you. And I ain't even got to tell them shit. The first night we came, I said, that's Parrish. You know, that's Blackmon JR. You know what I'm saying? That's Mo. That's J-Red. If any of them niggas fighting, we bucking. First night, hit a nigga with a table. Second night, hit a nigga with a chair. Third night, hit a nigga with a stool. Come the fuck on now. And it's all because of y'all. We not getting in these beefs. Nigga, I can give two shits, nigga. It's not us. Niggas want to fight us. Do they buck? No. Last weekend, niggas was bucking. Nigga, hell no. Fuck that shit, son. Niggas don't touch us, son. Keeping that shit, honey. Niggas don't touch us. I don't know if it's because they know who he is and what we do, or if they just goddamn bucking just to get some buck in their system, but I ignore them. Why? Because I got bitches in the club that love me, and I know I got money coming the next week to buy some more fresh shit to come to the club next week. I ain't got time to be beating up on no little niggas or some niggas who got fucked up mentality. Come on now. Let's get real, Paris. You know you done dropped some real niggas. You just let anger just goddamn take over your head, son. And if you feel like you ain't dropped no real nigga, please call me after this show and tell me I'm not a real nigga. And I'm going to tell you why real niggas like you end up fucking with fake niggas, keeping that shit 100, bro. Because, Paris, I'm not saying you fake. But you're going to fuck around and fuck with some fake niggas, and they're going to fuck your money up. I'm telling you now. And that's what happened with this whole Pivot thing. You see how niggas are switching over and becoming CEOs of other groups and shit like that, because they shit not popping off. If you fuck with fake people, then people just not going to come. Notice you fucking with some real niggas, and niggas from Folkway is coming over here because we on some real shit. Like, come on now. Open your eyes to this shit, son. Just open your eyes. Think deeper than the surface. You just thinking, oh, these niggas trying to diss me, so I'm going to say fuck them. No, what you need to do is be like, damn, these niggas is making sense. Let me go ahead and fuck around. I ain't even got to publicly say anything over the radio show. I call them on my own private time and be like, yeah, I fucked up doing this and that, this and that. I didn't mean to go hard on you, this and that, and blah, say blah. And they just apologize. You're not too thug to apologize because real niggas apologize. Come on now, son. You can't be doing this shit, son. You fucked up. I just said on the radio show, all I want is an apology. And I goddamn, hey, I'll kick you with the team. I'll kick you with HAC. Because even if 100 grand wasn't coming, you know my team was coming. And my whole team can vouch for that shit. Because they fuck with their CEO. Whatever their CEO do, because I got a real team. I got a real fucking team. I don't got a team I only see during the weekends and shit like that. Nah, I fuck my team every day. Every fucking day, son. We kick it all the time, son. So I don't got no fake-ass team. This ain't no fucking team. I just be like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to fuck with y'all the hard way next weekend. Nah, my team know. That goddamn, I'm going to hold it down for him, bro. Come on, now. Y'all niggas know what it is, bro. That's why I said I want the old exclusive back when it was Jazz, Stephanie, me, JR, Mo, and J-Red and Zay. Because when we was doing that shit, niggas, our team was super lovely, son. Like, niggas, wasn't nobody touching us. We just felt like that because we knew we was them niggas, son. That's the only promotion team other than my shit I say I fuck with. Every other team, that's fuck that shit, son. Fuck that shit. Because niggas, like, come on, save you, my nigga. You was about to get bucked on in the club and you promote that shit. Come on now, son. Keeping that shit 100. If Pierce spoke to you personally and said some shit and y'all squashed it, that's cool. But don't send me no message on MySpace saying, you know what I'm saying, this and that is fucked up. And I was like, you see me about to fight for you, bro. You see me about to fight for you, bro. And you going to fuck a nigga over like that. Nigga, it haven't been out one day. I ain't never said I was going to fight for my nigga. But that shit pissing me off, man. This whole promotion shit, it's getting me pissed. I don't even want to do the club, you feel me? keeping this shit, honey. Y'all do y'all shit, man. I really don't give a fuck, son, because either way, me and my team, we gonna do our shit. Pish, keep that shit, honey, man. You can just hit a nigga up and be like, Iggy, you wrong, this and that. You can say you come beat my ass, nigga. I don't even fuck send some goons because I'm snapping. But, nigga, if anybody got a problem with me right now, I'm about to be there in high school and hit a hill, nigga. Nigga, you know where my number is. You know my MySpace. Nigga, I will tell you where the fuck I am because I'm heated right now. And I will say, swing the ones. There ain't nothing but me and Kush over here. And I'll just let Kush record the shit, keep that shit, honey. Because I want to publicly show the world that Iggy is not no hoe and I'm not playing no more, son. I can't take this shit no more. I really can't, son. I really can't. I've been trying to hold, just bite my tongue and hold it down for the team. But fuck it, son. And JR2100, if you listening, if you went back to HAC, that's some fucked up shit. Keeping that shit 100, bro. Because after all that shit, we was talking about this shit. And we ain't even cleared nothing up. That's some fucked up shit. If you still fuck with the 100 grand, alright, that's what's up. Either way, I'm going to respect you. Not because I'm scared. I'm going to respect you because you came out to us on some real man shit and told us how you feel. You feel me? That's the only way niggas get respect around here, son. Pierce, I got respect for you because what you said. But I'm saying what you did, you was probably talking that out of spite of some shit. I don't know. You might have been heated. But you can't be talking to the kid like that. You just can't. You can't, son. I demand respect because I've been holding this shit down, son. All day, I've been feeling bad, son. And I had something on my mind. And now I know why, son. This whole day, I've been laying in bed like, yo, for some reason, I'm just not feeling right. I'm not feeling fucked up. Because I knew some shit like this was going to happen, son. And now I got this shit out of my system, I'm straight. So y'all can keep y'all shit. I don't give a fuck from the school to 100 grand or whatever. I don't give a fuck, son. I do not bite my tongue, son. And if anybody feel like I'm disrespecting, nigga, team is just keeping this shit 100, bro. So what y'all want to do, bro? What y'all want to do keeping that shit 100, bro? I'm done. I'm done talking. If ain't nobody got shit to say to me on this radio show, I'm hanging up.
Jay.
Huh?
You got something you want to say?
Just dumb shit.
Oh, my God. I got something to say, but it's not. Oh, my God. I just want to say, I understand where Biggie coming from, and I understand where Pierce coming from. It's like, it's all just dumb. I understand, like, she should have came out and apologized for the other day, what she said the other day, well, last night, whatever. But I'm saying, y'all just blowing it out of proportion. Like, everybody just needs to calm down. Everybody's talking out of anger and all that. It's like, we're supposed to be a family. Everybody's supposed to fuck with each other. Whether we're not promoting or not, everybody's just supposed to fuck with each other. So I'm like, where the fuck? Like, why don't everybody just chill? I think everybody's talking out of anger and all this shit. Everybody just need to calm down. Like, I fuck with all y'all. I fuck with Trinidad. I fuck with 100 grand. I got an HAC, peers, everybody. So I'm like, like I said in the beginning of the show, unless them two get back together, I'm not going to be with nobody. I'm going to fuck with both of them, but I'm not going to be with nobody. If y'all do a club, I'll come 1 week to y'all club. If they have a party, I'm going to go to their club 1 week. But I'm saying, like, it's all just gone. Everybody's still mad over last night. I understand it. But to keep this shit real, let the shit go. I mean, it's just done. Like, Pierce should call y'all up off the radio. This radio shit, bruh, don't mean shit, bruh. Y'all should all talk. Y'all goddamn head niggas. All y'all should goddamn just talk on the phone and goddamn strain this shit out. Cause this radio shit, bro, is just making everybody more upset. Oh, that's all I gotta say.
Thanks for that insight. Look, I ain't got nothing to say to Pierce no more, man. Goddamn, chance of signing out this bitch. I will see our movement coming up soon. So goddamn, I'm out this motherfucker. Fuck this radio show shit. Man, this shit ain't did nothing but start more beef. Goddamn. I really don't give a fuck. Iggy out, nigga. And if you hear anybody talking shit about Iggy behind his back, just let him know I'm going to smack the fuck out of him next time I see him. Keeping his G, son. I'm tired of being on my soft shit. Son, niggas can suck my dick for real. Nigga, deuces, nigga.
Yo, Red.
I thought I had something to say, but I guess I don't, because, I mean, like you said, childish, and this radio show really didn't do nothing, but, like, I guess it was just to call everybody out. They really didn't do nothing but separate us even more, because the way I see it from both point of views, too, but I'm also thinking, like, the first thing everybody shout is money this, money that. But like Paris said, she is a promoter just like the rest of us. So the money, get the fuck out of here. Bye, JR. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, get the fuck on, because I'm not hearing that shit. Because I'm not about to keep repeating myself. This shit's stupid. 9251, what's happening? 9251.
Hello?
What's good?
Oh, hey, who is this, JR?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, just a little bit.
Okay.
All I have to say is, I understand where Paris is coming from yesterday, because I was on the blog talk listening to y'all yesterday, and I think that she was wrong for saying that it was over and, like, hyping up the bullshit and, you know, have her little ego come out and then afterwards hanging up. And then everybody else felt like she dissed y'all and was like, you know, fuck this and fuck that today. But I don't know, that shit's stupid. Paris, to be honest, I have come to one of y'all parties, but after that, the shit was whack, to be honest with y'all. Y'all can't be charging. I don't think that she should charge the promoters to begin in. And I don't think that, like, $2 and a dollar for people that do promote to get in, like, that shit's stupid, because you ain't going to make enough money at the end of the night. And how can you split $200 up with all the CEOs and then have some money in her pocket? Like, I don't understand how y'all do that shit. Like, that's crazy, first of all. And then I understand where Iggy coming from and JR and Jazz, because, like, at the end of the day, y'all supposed to be a family. Y'all supposed to hold it down for each other. So y'all should just let this little shit blow over. And then after, y'all all talk about it, just y'all, because y'all the CEOs. And I don't think nobody else, like, other than the top dogs that have something to do with it, I don't think everybody else, they should just keep their opinions to themselves, because it really don't fucking matter at the end of the day. Because if they don't have the CEOs and y'all don't have Paris and y'all have other shit, then how can y'all, you know, go about, like, doing shit for the rest of the time being if y'all with 100 grand or if y'all with HAC? Like, I don't think it should be split up. I think that y'all should just talk about that shit and at the end of the day, let it go.
Well, they are. This is Jazz. You know what I'm about to say. I feel like if you wasn't a part of the movement or whatever, or haven't showed your face in the club or whatever, you shouldn't have shit to say on Blog Talk Radio. And I understand where she coming from, but once again, you never came to our party, you never interacted with us. So you really can't speak on how shit go down, so you shouldn't have nothing to say. You should just listen or hang up. Also, I just want to say this shit is going to turn into some beef shit, and to keep it 100, y'all really don't want to beef with each other. It's just dumb. Like, it's just suicide. And then, first off, man, I ain't got shit else to say, man. This shit dumb.
Mute
me,
JR. Yeah, I'm put as well. I'm goddamn say one thing, man. This bitch gonna be over. Goddamn, fuck all that talking shit. Nigga wanna say fuck me, fuck my movement, take my ass back to Big V. And I ain't never did shit but try to goddamn promote your shit. I don't give a fuck if anybody want me once again. Anybody who knows JR outside this promotion shit know how I get it. I'm not going to say it on Blog Talk Radio. Niggas know my number. Once again, I'm out. Goddamn. Hit
hit me on MySpace, hit me up, whatever the fuck you gotta do, but I'm off this shit.